morning, I want you to look with us in the book of Acts, chapter number 28. Acts, chapter number 28. If you'd like to stand in honor of the reading of God's Word, you do that now. Acts, chapter 28, verse number 1, says, "And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, 'No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm.'" Father, we thank you, God, again this morning, Lord. God, that you've overshadowed us through another week and let us be back in your house, Lord. God, I don't take lightly your blessings and mercies today, Father. For I realize, Lord, this morning how unworthy, God, Lord, that I am. Lord, we pray just now, Father, for your unction, Lord. God, for your filling, Heavenly Father, Lord. We pray, God, you'd speak, Lord, to hearts this morning, Lord. God, you'd help us today, Lord. God, to be hearers and doers, Lord, of your word. We love you, Lord, and thank you for the cross. Thank you, Lord, for paying our sin debt. Lord, we thank you for loving us with an everlasting love this morning. Have your will and way this morning, Lord. We'll give you glory, honor, and praise for all you do for us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Interested in verse number 3 where it says, "And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand." Now, I want to preach for a little while this morning on this thought: gathering sticks for the fire. Amen? Listen, friend, we need to keep the fire of God burning down at the house of God. Amen? And if we're going to keep the fire of God burning down at the house of God, we need to keep the fire of God burning in our heart. Amen? Hey, and if we keep the fire of God burning in our hearts, it'll be burning down at our house. Listen to me, I'm afraid in the day that we live, there's a lot of churches that have grown cold, that have grown worldly, that have turned to entertainment, because somebody, somewhere, let the fire of God go out. Amen. So listen to me this morning. We need to keep this fire burning in our hearts, friend. And let me tell you something. You ought to get a hold of this Word of God every day and realize what God has done for you. And He's done for, your home and your family, saving your soul, friend. And it ought to stir something in you. If you've got the Holy Ghost in you, it ought to go to stirring and burning within you. Hey, you ought to want to keep your home right. You ought to want to keep your heart right. You ought to want to live holy and separated to your God and keep the fire of God burning. Don't let it go out, friend. Hey, these young people that's depending on you to keep the fire of God a burning. Hey, these young people that came up here a while ago putting their little money in that pot, they're looking at you elders this morning. They're looking at mamas and daddies. They're looking at brothers and sisters, and they want to see something that's real. Amen. I remember when I was just a little old lad of a boy, wasn't even school age, the church that I was coming up in, Brother Lee, I remember some of the old saints, some of the old elders, boy, the Holy Ghost of God would get to burning on them, they'd get up and they'd go to shouting and testifying, and me, just a little old boy, it's still in my mind today. I still can see them as they stood and showed the glory of God at the house of God. Well, they had a fire burning within them. Well, it's a fire burning in your heart this morning. Hey, it will be a thankful people today. Listen to me. Oh, I remember one particular old man and woman in my mind today. I ride by their house. Old house is falling in now where they used to live, Brother Lee. You know what? They didn't even have indoor plumbing. They didn't have nothing much this old world had to offer. Oh, but they were rich. They were rich. They had something this world knows nothing about. So I want to challenge you this morning. Would you gather some sticks for the fire? Think about it. Gathering sticks for the fire. First of all, I want you to notice this, the storm that they experienced. Now, quickly, in chapter number 27, I'll just give you a little background of what's taking place here. There was a storm experienced. In the first part of this chapter right here, the Apostle Paul, he's a prisoner on board ship headed to Rome, and he gives a warning about storms. Can I give you a warning this morning about storms? Hey, there are going to be some things that come in your life and in my life that's going to, it's just going to hit you like a storm. Something that might not be expected could come your way. Are you ready for a storm to come your way? There's one thing that I've noticed about people. As long as I've been living, there's things that come our way. Things that'll knock us off our feet. Storms. Paul warned about the traveling. But you know, they were sailing real smooth. When they set out, they were sailing smooth. Life might be real smooth for you this morning, but you better be ready when a storm comes your way. Because there's very few families, that'll go through life without something tragic or something, some great trouble coming your way. There was wind and waves in 27 and 18. Says they were exceedingly tossed. Exceedingly tossed. And they tried everything they knew, to keep the ship afloat. They lightened the ship. They threw things off. They did everything that they could do to keep, to keep the ship going in the storm. They tried it all. But then the wind and the waves brought worry. It seems like all hope that they were going to be saved was taken away. You ever been in that kind of situation in life where it just seemed hopeless? The thing that come your way just seemed just hopeless to you. You couldn't find a way out of it. Listen, we got a God in heaven that still hears prayer. We've got a God in heaven that has all power in heaven and in earth. And we ought to seek His face in times of trouble. When things come our way that we just don't know what to do, we throw up our hands and we try everything we've tried. Can I say this morning, try prayer. Try a God that loves you. After long abstinence, Paul came forth. He came forth. Everybody was so worried, but he came forth with a word. The word was from God. Paul had no doubt been fasting and praying and seeking God's help and God's word. You see, Paul knew the maker of the wind. Amen. Paul knew the maker of the storm, and Paul knew how to get in touch with him. So he called upon God, and God sent him a word, and he said there'll be no loss of life, but of the ship only. Told him, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer is what he said. You see, they were headed into a shipwreck. That's bad news in a way, ain't it? Can I tell you that Jesus said, in this life you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. We're going to have troubles in this life. We might wind up in a shipwreck life, seems like. Paul, on this boat right here, no doubt they didn't have any life vest. They didn't have any life boats. They'd done lighten the ship. But let me tell you what they did have. Paul had the way, the truth, and the life. He had the life giver with him. Amen. And you better know in this life there's going to be some storms that will come your way, but you better have the life giver on your side. Listen to me. The storm they experienced, no doubt it was unlike anything that they'd ever seen before. Going to be in a total shipwreck. Some of them, no doubt, didn't even know how to swim. But listen, not only that, but stepping over now into chapter number 28, I want you to notice this. Not only the storm they experienced, but the shore they escaped to. You see, it says in verse 1, when they were escaped, they knew that the island was called Melita. Just a little small island out in the Mediterranean Sea, some 18 miles long, 9 miles wide. And if the writers tell me that if they'd have missed that island right there in either direction, there'd have been no place for them to have landed or swim into. Isn't it wonderful that God has a providential hand upon us today? He knows exactly what we need. Hey, we may be in a shipwreck today, but I'm glad there's a shore, friend. This island called Melita. Hey, that word means refuge. God's got a refuge for you and me today, Brother Lee. And I'm glad today if we'll call upon Him, He'll direct our path. He's got a providential hand today upon His people today, and nothing takes God by surprise. Oh, listen to me. The place was called Melita. Can I tell you something about this place right here? It's called Liberty Baptist Church, and I'm glad you landed in here this morning. I don't know what you stand in need of today, but there's a God in heaven that had His providential hand upon you this morning that caused you to land right here today. And He's got hope. He's got help. He's got a word for you this morning. Now, I remember when this church first got started, there'd been a storm to get up in my life and in the lives of a few families here in Brother Ken's life. And God providentially brought us together. And when we formed Liberty Baptist Church, we wanted it to be a place of a refuge, a place where preaching and praying and Holy Ghost power still had free course in the lives of people that entered in here. It's what we need in the day that we live. Boy, we need God today. Amen. We don't need to quench the Spirit of God. Hey, we need to put some sticks on the fire and keep the fire of God a-burning down at Liberty Baptist Church. Oh, listen to me. The place, it was called Melita. But notice this, the problems. All 276 that swam to shore came in on broken pieces. Those that could swim came in. But listen to me, they were shipwrecked. They were wet and they were cold. I don't know what's going on in your life this morning. Have no idea what you need this morning. You may feel like your life this morning, hey, it's a wreck today. You may have a great need in your life this morning. Let me tell you, there's some help here, friend. There's some help this morning. They landed there on this shore with a problem. They were wet and they were cold. They needed compassion. They needed somebody to care. They needed somebody to kindle a fire. Listen, if there's anything that I believe it makes God sick today, it's a cold, dead church. Amen. The people of God ought to be alive. The people of God ought to be on fire. And if we could just open up the door of hell this morning and look in there and see what God saved us from, I believe it'd stir our heart this morning to be a thankful people. God puts a roof over our head. Hey, He puts food on our table, shoes on our feet. He does so much for us, and we take Him for granted. Gave His only begotten Son for rotten sinners like you and me, that we could go free. Oh, the shore they escaped to, the place, the problems, but notice the people. The Bible says that the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. Now this word barbarous right here, I've heard some people say that they just old rednecks. May have been my pastor said that. Just old redneck folk. Hey, they wasn't savages. They were just not refined like a lot of us. They were not cultured. In other words, they didn't walk around with their nose up in the air thinking they'd better than anybody else. They just didn't speak the Greek language, I understand. But listen, they were kind. They showed kindness. These people that came in, they had a need. Listen to me this morning. Listen to me, Liberty Baptist Church. There's people in here that has needs, genuine needs in their life this morning. Amen. And when they come into the house of God, when they enter into these doors, they ought to feel welcome. They ought to experience kindness and compassion. Because they're needy. They need somebody to help them, to just lend a helping hand. Maybe they come to the altar, they need somebody to come pray with them and show some kindness and some compassion. Well, I tell you, you know what? When I get in a tight, when I have a need in my life, when something comes up in my life, I get in this altar to pray. I want God to hear my prayer, Brother Lee, but it sure does help when somebody else comes and gathers around me, lays their hands on me, begins to pray with me, and show some compassion. Helps your feelings, don't it? To know somebody else is praying with you. Listen, the shore they escape to, the place, the problems, the people, these barbarous people showed them some kindness. It says that they welcomed them all. I'm glad all is welcome at Liberty Baptist Church. You know, some of these old boys was prisoners. They probably didn't have the best clothes on. They might not even smell real good. But even the barbarous people, hey, received them all. All. And that ought to be our mindset, Liberty Baptist Church. Somebody comes in, maybe they've been down some bad roads in life. Maybe they've got alcohol on their breath. But if they come to the house of God, I think they're seeking some help. Amen. We ought to love them. We ought to welcome them. And we ought to warn them when they come to the house of God. Listen to me. The participation, the barbarous people kindled a fire. But notice this, Paul wanted to participate. That's what we need. Hey, we need some folks down at the house of God that doesn't want to just be a spectator, but wants to be a participator. Amen? We come to the house of God to see what God's going to do. But I wonder what God is looking. He wants to see us do something. Amen. He wants to see us get right. He wants to see us exalt Him and exalt His Son. Amen. Listen to me. Participation. These folks needed a fire. They needed a large fire. Amen. It's a blessing to see a fire starter get up down at the house of God. Stir it up. And get the Spirit of God stirred up at the house of God. Amen? But let me tell you, when we come to the house of God, we don't need no little bitty campfire. We need a big blazing fire. Amen. The storm they experienced, the shore they escaped to. But notice this, the sticks that were essential. The Bible says that Paul gathered a bundle of sticks. Now, the barbarous people, they done went out and gathered sticks, Brother Lee. But there were still some sticks out there for Paul. Can I tell you this morning, there's some sticks for you today. I brought something with me this morning, just make a little illustration here to you. You know, a picture sometimes worth 1,000 words. I've been cutting some wood this week, and as I was cutting and thinking about this message, I gathered these sticks up just to illustrate something to you. Paul went out and he gathered his sticks. The barbarous people, they gathered their sticks. Can I tell you this morning that God wants you gathering your sticks to put them on the fire? Amen? Now, what might your stick consist of this morning? Let me say this, as I put them down right there, this is my stick right here this morning. What would God have me to do this morning? What would God have you to do this morning? Can I say this right here this morning about your stick today? Can I say this to you this morning? You've got a cross to bear. You have got a cross to bear today. And let me tell you what the Lord said about your cross, friend. He that takes not his cross and follows after me is not worthy of me. You better realize this morning that Jesus hung on an old rugged cross, hey, to pay your sin debt. And we're debtors to the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. And it ain't asking too much today for you to pick up your sticks and get out of the house of God and put something on the fire. Listen, your sticks might be praying. Your stick might be preaching. Hey, your stick might be singing. But let me tell you something about your stick. You need to get Holy Ghost filled and get a fire burning down in your heart and soul. Yeah, let me tell you something. You need to take up your cross this morning. Amen. You listen to me today. The sticks that were essential. Paul gathered his bundle of sticks and he put them on the fire. He wanted to see the fire ablazing. He wasn't satisfied. Hey, let me tell you something. Maybe Paul was watching the fire. Maybe he was warming around the fire. He was wet and cold. Maybe he seen the fire dying down. Let me tell you something. Don't let your fire die down. Do something about it before it goes out. Paul got himself up. And he got himself busy. He had a burden to keep the fire burning. Listen, Paul gathered his bundle of sticks and Paul kept it ablazing. He saw an opportunity. You see any opportunities in your life to do something for God today? Amen. Do you see any opportunities? First of all, I think Paul saw that he'd been blessed. Paul just made it through the storm of his life. Now, Paul saw an opportunity after he'd been blessed to be a blessing. And that's what our heart's desire ought to be this morning, to be a blessing, to be a light. Listen to me. The sticks were essential. Paul gathered his bundle. Paul kept it ablazing. But Paul got bit. Can I tell you something today? If you purpose in your heart to do something for the Lord, you better know for every opportunity that comes along, there'll be opposition. There's a real devil. Can I tell you, there's a real devil. If you're gonna do something for the Lord, you're fighting a battle against the devil. And he's gonna try to bite you. Anybody ever been bit by the devil? Hey, anybody ever had you feel it? Hey, anybody ever come down to this altar and rededicated your life and wanted to do something for God and you told God to use me? Hey, and you stepped out and you started it and somebody hurts your feelings. Better get ready to get bit. So it'll happen. The storm they experienced, the shore they escaped to, the sticks that were essential. But lastly, notice this, the snakes that he enraged. Snakes. I don't know about you, but I don't like snakes. You know, we was down at the lake the other day and started down the little old walkway to go down to the lake there, and there was a big old snake laying across there. And I knowed it wasn't no rattlesnake. But I looked at him and see. So it was a king snake. So I just took my foot and I gave him a good kick. And throwed him out there about 6-8 feet and went down there and I kicked him again. I was kicking him towards the water. Got him all the way down there and I kicked him out in the lake, brother. He started swimming across the lake. And I thought, well, he's gone. You know, before he got to the other side, he turned around and started coming right back. Absolutely did. He got halfway across there and he turned around and started coming back. And I thought, well, that's just like the devil. Just like the devil. He'll always be on your trail. Amen? That old snake, he slid up over there in some bushes and I couldn't find him. Well, let me tell you something. Snakes will get aroused when you start doing something for God. Notice not only that he attacked Paul, but he attached to Paul. He didn't just bite him and turn him loose. Can I tell you something this morning? The devil sure loves to hang things on people. He'll sure get you and he'll hang something on you and he'll hope that you'll stay away from the fire where he can stay attached. Amen? Hey, there's folks that ought to be in church this morning. I believe the devil's got something hung on them. And the only hope that they've got is to get back to the fire and get it shook off. Amen. The snake, hey, aroused, attacked, attaches. But then Paul shakes it off in the fire. This morning, would you gather some sticks for the fire? Listen, I'm talking to saved people right now. Saved people. I'm talking to mamas and daddies that's raising little old kids that one day wants to see them saved. I wonder this morning, Sister Sherry, will you come to the piano and play something for us? I wonder this morning, would you come gather your sticks today? Would you be a contributor to the fire down at the house of God? Is there some things that the devil's got latched on to you that you just feel separated from God and separated from the fire? Would you get out here in this altar this morning and shake him off? Shake him off. And get back into the service with God. Oh, I long to see, whenever I come to church, I long to see the fire of God blazing and the Holy Ghost of moving. People worshiping the Lord. I long for that. Stand with me around this house. This altar is open this morning. I don't know what your